This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate backed legislation Thursday to limit President Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after a strike against an Iranian military commander and president after a strike against Tehran's retaliation last month. The measure, authored by U.S. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, says that Mr. Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Kaine and other supporters said the resolution was not about Mr. Trump or even the presidency, but instead was an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
When we speak in a bipartisan way on a matter of war and peace, we send a message to the troops that is a message of unity, and that's what the troops and their families deserve.
Eight Republicans joined with Democrats to pass the resolution by a 55-45 vote. President Trump has promised to veto the measure. Attorney General William Barr says that President Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison. And then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News.